here with Coach Ryan Poley following the Terriers' 15-6 win over Monmouth in the home opener to move to 2-0. Coach, obviously a successful home opener. What did you like most about the team's play?
I just thought it was a pretty complete win. After the Siena game, I think we were a little focused on getting a little bit more efficiency from the offense, being a little bit better at the X. Obviously the defense did a great job. So, we really preached, from the offense, just being better. And they had been better all preseason. So I think it was a little bit of a blimp in the radar. And it certainly wasn't the expectation. They responded tonight. And, to play the way that they played in the first half and put 10 goals in and ride the way that they rode to get so many opportunities back, I just thought was really pleased with the offense and again the defense continued to be very tough to score on. We're making good decisions, we're being great off the ground. When the ball hits the ground, our guys are all over it and getting kills and ending possessions, which has been tremendous. I thought we faced off. I thought Matt Fritz was excellent tonight. I thought our wing play, credit to Coach Parker. We really challenged that group, and I thought they did a really nice job. We cleared the ball well. We rode the ball well. So it was a pretty complete win tonight.
And just talk about the play of Jimmy Core. Obviously, the ball found its way to him, and he capitalized each time.
Yeah, Jimmy's just been getting better each and every year. And, certainly he's, going to be a really focal point for our offense. He does so many things really well. He's really two-handed. He shoots the ball. He can finish inside. He's a really good feeder. He moves well off ball. He has range. And he's an excellent dodger. So, he's really the complete package. And tonight it all came together. So, credit to his teammates for getting the ball and credit for Jimmy for being in the right spaces and shooting the ball really well tonight.
Mike Rooney and Andrew Pope notched their first collegiate goal. Just how proud you are for them here early on?
Yeah, we got so many new guys out there. I think it's certainly proud of Mike and proud of Andrew for being able to score their first goals. But, we expect them to be productive. We predict them to play the offense the right way, and I think they did that. I thought they played with confidence. I thought our second line, Fox and Morris and Hart played really well. I thought they shared the ball well. I thought our whole offense played well. Credit to Coach Slippo for getting those guys really moving the ball, sharing the ball. I don't know the exact stats, but I felt the majority of our goals were assisted. I thought we threw the ball in well really inside. And I just thought we shared it. I thought we moved it pass, dodge, and then really made Monmouth work. And when they broke down, we took advantage of that.
Jimmy Core and Jamie O'Connell in the first half, they combined for 8 goals. How important was their contribution for the success here tonight?
Really important. I think certainly, as our starting attack, you look for production out of the three, including T. The fact that they were able to score 8 goals and, play off one another was super important. I thought O'Connell just did all the little things tonight. I thought he rode really well. I thought he got a couple key ground balls. He was great in the two-man game. He got others involved. I just thought he had an excellent game outside of him scoring.
What was the message at the half?
We wanted to treat it like a 0-0 game. We really didn't want to let Monmouth back in the game. I thought they had some really good offensive players. And, certainly when we 10-man, we wanted to stay aggressive. But if they break our 10-man, which they did once, and score, that can, be a momentum swing. So we just wanted to stay on our front foot, continue to get better and try to put a 60-minute game together.
After these two games, what's the momentum now facing now Brown University this upcoming Tuesday?
Well, the thing that I'm most impressed with is we improved from our first week, and that's really what we're striving at as a program, and as individuals is each and every week to get a little bit better, and I think we had a good week of practice, and it translated onto the field. So that was a really good thing for us. Brown has a new coaching staff. We played them last year. They have the majority of their guys back, but it's going to be a whole new staff, so they're going to do different things. So, we're going to worry about ourselves the next 2 days, and really focus on our recovery and making sure that we're healthy and getting ready for Brown, and then we'll turn our attention to them on Monday and prep and then hopefully just play a really strong game and play a complete game, which we did tonight.
We're here with junior Jimmy Core following the Terriers 15-6 victory in their home opener over Monmouth. Jimmy, a career day for you, 6 goals and 2 assists. What did you think worked best for the team? And some comments on your strong play.
Yeah, well, early on, we kind of found that if we dodge their shorties a lot, then we can get a lot of good looks. So we kind of use that to our advantage. We trust a lot of the guys in our offensive room to win their matchup. And then, you know, just like we really preach to spit the ball and let everyone share, like touch the ball, share the rock. So I think that was a big part for us. And then for me, I was just lucky enough to be on the end of some of those passes. And shout out to my teammates for, you know, getting it to me.
How important was getting off from a fast start 5-0 lead heading into the second period?
Yeah, it was definitely important. Coming off our last game, we definitely weren't as pleased as we like normally are with our offensive performance. So coming out and getting that hot start was, you know, definitely important for us to kind of, you know, let us play our game the rest of the way. So
22 for 23 on clears. How important is to clearing the ball out of the zone?
It's definitely very important. You know, we preach that a lot. Coach Poley gets us ready for it. You know, offense can't score goals. We can't get the ball if we don't clear it. So we kind of preach that as soon as we turn it over and the clear starts, then we're all on offense and we all have to, you know, get score goal as a team. So it's very important for us.
Do you feel that you guys begin the third period a little bit sluggish, not continuing the pace like you guys had the first half of the game?
Yeah, a little bit. We definitely would have liked to, you know, put a few more back in the back of the net, but overall it was a good team win, and we can still build off of this going into Brown next week. So